something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My whole life, I've been told this one story about my family, about how my great-great-grandmother was killed by the mafia back in Sicily. I was never sure if it was true, so I decided to find out. And even though my Uncle Jimmy told me I'd only be making the vendetta worse, I'm going to Sicily anyway. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, peeps, and welcome to Woke AF Daily with me, your girl, Danielle Moody, recording from the home bunker. Folks, I'm going to start out by saying that I'm not feeling great today. I woke up and was feeling extraordinarily low energy. You know, when you're just, the spirit was heavy, my mood is heavy, and, you know, often times when I'm feeling like this, you know, I try and do a whole bunch of things to kind of pull myself out of the mood that I'm in, you know, and try and do things to lift up my energy. And today I decided not to. I decided just to sit in it. And what I realize in the sitting is that sometimes the pushing through is just too much. It's too heavy to push. It's too heavy to lift. And so I decide to sit and meditate and, you know, light an incense and a candle and just be with my feelings and be inside of my body, which feels really heavy and tired. And, you know, sometimes I try and unpack it. Well, what is it? You know, what's causing it? And, you know, blah, blah. So then you can avoid it and, you know, and you can make sense of it. Folks, what's causing it is everything. Like, that's the reality. There isn't one thing that is causing my heaviness. It is everything. It is waking up to, you know, reports that continue to uphold white supremacy, genocide, and condone it, right? Reports. My wonderful producer, Andrew, texts me in the morning, you know, with breaking news and different things. And he's just like, you know, 12,600 children are dead in Gaza. 12,600. And he says, but the AP, the Associated Press, used the term minors. He's like, because we refuse to call them children. We refuse to say that we're okay with murdering, mutilating, blowing bodies apart of children. Because, you know, Netanyahu has the right to blow up babies, right? That's what the West has decided. That's what the United States has decided. That's what Biden has decided. And on those days when you can't look away, right? When you can't, there's not a place to look, there's not a place to scroll, there's not a television to turn on. And you're just like, I thought we all knew right from wrong. I thought we had gotten to a place in our civilization and in our understanding of humanity, right from wrong. And we haven't, right? Because this country, the Western world, the great colonizers of the planet will decide whose children matter, whose lives are worth saving, right? And outside of that, we just ingest and consume mass death and trauma like it's fucking normal. And so some days I feel heavier than others. Some days my spirit actually doesn't want to get out of bed. And I am tired of trying to look today for the brighter side. What is the brighter side of genocide? What does that look like? Biden posts on Instagram, you know, I'm doing everything that I can and will do to bring the hostages home and to, you know, create a two-state solution. You know, believe me. Believe you? Why? Why should we believe you? Netanyahu and his genocidal cabinet have said over and over again they don't want a two-state solution. They want to kill every single Palestinian. They want to bomb every single safe zone. They want to starve them, beat them, mutilate them. They don't want a two-state solution. They want extermination. Biden says, oh, I'm going to give you 45 days to write me a report. You know how many kids they're going to kill in 45 days? So I feel heavy today. You know, we are just being exposed to so much death, to so much dehumanization on a regular basis, that we are looking for any little bit of escape. So if it's the Super Bowl, and then they use that as cover to bomb the fuck out of Rafah, an area that was supposed to be designated as a safe zone. So, folks, you know, I don't know. I don't know. But it just feels harder and harder. And you have one side that is just filled with dictator, authoritarian, fascist wannabes who want to sink their teeth into what is left of our democracy and drain it for everything that it has left. And then you have another side that says that it's for democracy and continues to send billions of dollars of weaponry to murder children. So today, I don't fucking know. You know? This isn't about Biden's age. This isn't about, like, I don't know what kind of world will exist a year from now, 2 years from now, 3, 10 years from now. It just feels today like the darkness has just taken hold. And I know that there will be other days that present light and other days where there are silver linings to find. Joy to be made, art to consume, music to twirl to, I know that. But on the days when the darkness takes hold, it's heavy. And so that's where I am. I am reading. I am listening to Andre 3000's New Blue Sun album on repeat. I am praying. And I'm just sitting in it. Because today is a particularly hard day.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My name is Johnny B. Goode, and I'm the host of the new podcast, Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon. Over this 9-part series, I'll explore the life and crimes of my best friend, Ray Trapani.
I always wanted to be a criminal.
If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
You see, Ray has this unique ability to find loopholes and exploit them.
They collected $30 million. There were headlines about it.
His company, Centratech, was one of the hottest crypto startups in 2017. It was going to change the world, until it didn't.
I came into my office, opened my email, and the subject heading was FBI request.
It was only a matter of time before the truth came out.
You can only fake it till you make it for so long before they find out that your Harvard degree is not so crimson.
How could you sit there and do something that you know will objectively cause more harm in the world?
Listen to Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. Welcome to Math and Magic, Stories from the Frontiers of Marketing. This week, I'm talking to the one and only Ryan Seacrest.
Love the connection to people. I think at the core, what I get excited about, what gets me up in the morning, is connecting with people in an unscripted, unvarnished way. Is getting to say something to them, hear back from them, know that I'm part of the routine. And I look forward to getting on the air. I look forward to it.
In these exciting times, we're looking to the math, the strategy and analytics, and the magic, the creative spark, more than ever. Listen to Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm working with a nonprofit organization with their executive leadership team. And I'm reading, you know, I'm using the book, The Four Pivots, Reimagining Justice, Reimagining Ourselves, written by Dr. Sean Ginwright. Ginwright or Ginwright, I can't ever figure it out. But, you know, in it, he talks a lot about what I've been thinking on, which is how to reimagine what resistance looks like. Because I no longer have the energy for the consistent rage. I no longer have the energy for the hate, you know? I want my resistance to look like softness. I want my resistance to look like creativity, to look like creation, right? And not deprivation, right? And I believe that hopelessness is one of the best tools and weapons of the right. Because if you can get a people to believe that there is no way out, that this is the best that there is going to be, and that every day is going to be more and more unstable, unhinged than the day before, then you win. Because at a certain point, people are not interested in pushing back, because what are they pushing back towards? We're at a tipping point in this country, and you know that. You feel it. I know it. I feel it. And this election is going to be the deciding factor for America. Does it continue with the American democracy project? Or does it fall like every empire has, to dictators, authoritarians? And, you know, at some point, hundreds of years from now, when archaeologists are going through the rubbles of, you know, America pre-21st century, maybe they'll find the answers that we refuse to see. But this is what it feels like to be inside of a crumbling empire. It feels unstable, uncertain, dark. And Biden and the Biden administration is not doing themselves any favors by continuing to justify acts of depravity that are unjustifiable. And I'm no longer willing to argue with people over what is right and what is wrong. If you have the power and the ability to blacklist and blackball people for speaking their truth, if you have the ability to turn off water and power and stop resources from entering into aid camps, right? How are you still saying that you are the oppressed one when you hold all the power and the cards? Do I think that what happened on October 7th was justifiable? Absolutely not. Do I think that the reactions to that are justifiable? Absolutely fucking not. And so to pretend, for people to get on social media and pretend that somehow they can make excuses for and sleep at night for the kind of just abject violence that we are seeing, and saying that it is justified, tells me how far humanity has fallen. And you know what? I don't ever know if we fucking risen, because these are the same motherfuckers that sat around for hundreds of years and sold human beings like they were fucking cattle and didn't bat an eyelash. That raped and pillaged and murdered, right? In order to extract more resources to build their greedy, blood-soaked fucking empires. And I'm looking to those people to see the humanity of others. Give me a break. Give me a fucking break. They're so, you know, absolutely devoid of reflection that they burn books. They wipe them from the shelves because they think that they can hide what they have done. You know, the more that I learn about what my ancestors went through in this country, in getting to this country, experienced under the hands of their fucking depraved, disgusting, heartless, moralless, like slave captors, And then I look at the products of those that sit now on the benches, that sit now in the courts, in the police departments, that have backed and written Project 2025 to restore the white way of being.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My name is Johnny B. Good, and I'm the host of the new podcast, Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon. Over this 9-part series, I'll explore the life and crimes of my best friend, Ray Trapani.
I always wanted to be a criminal.
If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
You see, Ray has this unique ability to find loopholes and exploit them.
They collected $30 million. There were headlines about it.
His company, CentraTech, was one of the hottest crypto startups in 2017. It was going to change the world, until it didn't.
I came into my office, opened my email, and the subject heading was FBI request.
It was only a matter of time before the truth came out.
You can only fake it till you make it for so long before they find out that your Harvard degree is not so crimson.
How could you sit there and do something that you know will objectively cause more harm in the world?
Listen to Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. Welcome to Math and Magic, Stories from the Frontiers of Marketing. This week, I'm talking to the one and only Ryan Seacrest.
Love the connection to people. I think at the core, what I get excited about, what gets me up in the morning, is connecting with people in an unscripted, unvarnished way. It's getting to say something to them, hear back from them, know that I'm part of the routine, and I look forward to getting on the air. I look forward to it.
In these exciting times, we're looking to the math, the strategy and analytics, and the magic, the creative spark, more than ever. Listen to Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
We repeat, we recycle. Because we refuse to teach. We refuse to learn. We refuse to reflect. We refuse to question. So, today I'm resting. And I encourage all of you who find yourself some days just not being able to meet the day, meet the moment with the energy that it needs to lay down, to take a nap, to tend to your heart, to tend to your spirit. Because some days, that's literally all we can do. I want my resistance to look different, to feel different, because I feel different. And I don't want to be a part of their war. It's not serving me. I don't think that it's serving any of us. All we do is react and play whack-a-mole to the injustices that these monsters dream up. We just live inside of their nightmare, unable to imagine what freedom looks like, what it could possibly feel like. Sean Ginwright asked what it could taste like and smell like, because we're so busy reacting to their hatred and just trying to hold the line. I want the time and the space to dream up something better, different, softer, centered in joy and beauty. I don't want to fight their way anymore because it's draining me of my soul. So, some days we play flutes, listen to jazz, burn sage, and breathe deep. And let that be more than okay. Let that be the nourishment and the healing that your spirit is begging for. Because that's what the tired, the achiness, the heaviness is your body saying, lay down, rest. Because you know who didn't have the opportunity to lay down and rest? Enslaved Africans. You know who doesn't have the ability to lay down and rest? Those running for their lives right now. So we can send them love, light, energy, the highest of vibrations, but us all burning out at the same time, who does that serve? It doesn't serve anyone. So if you were like me today, this week, give yourself grace. Allow yourself to rest and recharge. That is it for me today, dear friends, on Woke AF. As always, power to the people and to all the people power. Get woke and stay woke as fuck.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Every family has an origin story, one passed down through the generations. Mine happens to be a mystery involving my great-great-grandmother left behind in Sicily. I'm Joe Piazza, and my new podcast will transport you to the gorgeous island of Sicily as I trace my roots back through a whodunit for the ages. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.